Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I hope that you are all starting your day in a positive way. And of course, my show is all about giving you some lift in your life and also just some laughter and some love and some knowledge from all my incredible guests. I do like to start my show with something uplifting. And today's is surround yourself with people that push you to do better. And I love that. And talking about that, I am so excited to have Barbara Dallas on the show and one of our sponsors. And she is an incredible coach. And of course, she does a lot of thinking into results as one of her programs. She's a consultant with Proctor and Gallagher Institute. And it's all about just affirming your truth. Today, I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about perfection. And that's kind of one of the things that I have a problem with, but perfection can actually hold you back because you're afraid that it's not going to be perfect. And nothing is perfect in life. Obviously, we could tell where we are in our life right now, but we're going to be talking about really designing your messy. And Barbara, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kim. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, and give out your website and your phone number so our listeners right off the bat can know how to get in touch with you.
Well, they can get in touch with me at my email, barbara@barbaradouse.com. And my phone number is 818-378-5717. And if people would like a bonus complimentary play a bigger game session with me, please reach out.
I love it. I love it. And she can help you in so many ways. So again, I do want to remind you that you can follow us all the way through our social and download our podcast. And that is on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, anywhere your podcasts are. And you can get a daily reminder of our podcast. And also, you can be streaming us here on KVTA.com to hear our show and in the comforts of your own home. So with that, I just want to say good morning. I hope you're all doing well. And I want to introduce my first guest, Susan Murata. And she is the chair of our committee and longtime Rotarian and past president of the Thousand Oaks Rotary. And Susan, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. You actually have a couple hats. And of course, today we're going to be talking about the 20th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine and Beer Festival. And that's at the Hyatt Regency, correct, in Westlake on this the Saturday, the 28th, the next Saturday. And, you know, it's that you're actually going to do a lot of it outside, which is kind of nice, right?
That's correct. We moved all of the beer and wine tasting outdoors. Just to make people feel a little more comfortable about, you know, going out and coming to an event like this. The silent auction is inside and our food vendors are inside just to keep everything in the air conditioning. But all of the band will be outdoors and the wine and beer tasting.
You know, and we are so in need of, you know, events again. And, of course, this event, you guys have raised over $450,000 to benefit the Ventura County Special Olympics, right? And then the and also for the Thousand Oaks Rotary. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's actually closer to $500,000 now.
Wow.
And
incredible.
Yeah, this event, the major beneficiary has always been Ventura County Special Olympics, but the Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation actually does scholarships as well for deserving students in our area.
Wow. You know, there's so many amazing groups. And how long have you been a Rotarian, I should say?
I have been a Rotarian since 2002. So almost 20 years. Wow. So you were there. Wow. That's a long time and a lot of dedication. So tell us, okay, so first of all, if we're going to give away a couple tickets on our show here, right? And
wonderful.
I'm really excited for that. So let's just give out our phone number right now. That's 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. All you have to do is call us, leave your name, your number, and your email. And also, I do want to remind you that we have a newsletter that goes out every single Friday, and that is a chance. I had several callers last week that said, I'm not getting your newsletter. How do I get it? Because it's really an invite to know all the great guests that are on our show. So if you're not getting our newsletter and you want to, please call in right now. But we are giving away tickets to the Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine and Beer Festival, and that's happening Saturday, August 28th. It's from 5 to 9 at the Hyatt Regency. And let's talk about a little bit of what they're going to be doing there.
Well, this year, for the first time, we are having a live band. We are having a Beach Boys cover band. We kind of wanted this event to be, you know, a fun, let your hair down, relax, enjoy some great wines and food, and, you know, finally get out there and enjoy yourself type of event. So we added music this year. We are asking people to dress in Hawaiian-themed attire and just come out and have a good, relaxing, great time. We have 14 wineries that are going to be there serving their products. We've got several food vendors. The Hyatt always puts on an incredible spread for us. And then we've got BJ's Brewery. We've got May's Kitchen. We've got Paul Martin's. Several restaurants are also providing tastings as well. So
wow.
It really should be a fun event. We're so grateful that we were able to work with the Hyatt to make this happen this year with everything going on with this pandemic.
That sounds wonderful. And so I know that you've got prizes too, correct? Talk to us about that.
We do. We always do a raffle. Pleasant Hawaiians is providing us with a four-night stay in Waikiki. So that'll be the grand prize. We also have a live auction for a seven-night Mexico vacation. They can choose from seven different locations. It's really top shelf. It's an organization called Vindanta, and it's just an incredible vacation. We're doing a live auction on that. We have incredible silent auction items, too. And I do want to mention that we have our silent auction online this year. So people, if they're not able to attend the event, they can still support this event by going online and bidding on some of these items. It's a platform called 32 Auctions. So if they want to do that, it's 32auctions.com/TORF. So those Thousand Oaks Rotary Foundation.
Love that. And again, can you give out the website for where people can get their tickets, my listeners?
Sure. It's a little long, but it's Thousand Oaks Rotary WineFestival.com.
There you go. And of course, this will be in our newsletter. It's been in our newsletter for the last 3 weeks. So I know that your tickets are going, and we got lots of people going to it, and it's such a great cause. So I love to always be behind all these great events. And of course, we've been without events for so long. It's time to hopefully safely get back to them, correct?
Absolutely. And that's what we're hoping. We're planning on putting on our street fair in October. So this is our first event in, you know, quite a long time. And the street fair hopefully will take place as well.
Right.
You know,
we're keeping
our fingers
doing that
crossed
one for you guys, too, for a long time. So I love that. Mm-hmm. You get such a huge turnout. So good for you guys.
Wonderful.
Susan, I just wanted to take an opportunity to really just talk to you about your other hat that you wear and what you do. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. I'm currently the executive director for Hospice of the Conejo. We're a nonprofit hospice care facility in the Conejo Valley. We've been here for 43 years.
Wow.
And we don't do anything medical. We work with medical hospices that handle the medications and that type of thing. We are a volunteer hospice, so we are there for the emotional support and to help the patient and the families navigate through this difficult time and to give them support.
And so what does that exactly mean when you say you're just there? So do you have volunteers, like I call them community angels, that go and sit in the homes with the families or, you know, make sure they have food or make sure they're – is that what you mean?
That's exactly what we do. All our volunteers are angels. Absolutely.
They are the
lifeblood of this organization. And yes, they go in 2 to 3 hours a day, a couple of times a week. And that allows the caregiver, you know, to go out and do some errands, maybe do some shopping or whatever. And we stay with the patient. And, you know, we'll make a meal or help them with some light grooming needs, but we're mostly there for the emotional support.
Mm. Okay. That's really good to know. Can you give out, unfortunately, with everything going in our world, I had 2 people reach out to me that they needed, you know, somebody to help them move a bed into one room because they wanted to bring them home and stuff like that. Is that something that your staff would do?
You know, we do have some staff. Most of our staff are seniors,
okay.
But we do have some staff or not staff, but volunteers that that can do some heavy lifting.
Right. But, I mean, I think they ended up getting a handyman, but just the support of somebody to, you know, I just would love to have another resource to share with our listeners that reach out.
That's us. It's a difficult time and people are afraid. They need help. Sometimes they can't afford any in-home care. We will help people before they actually qualify for medical hospice. And then there's kind of a little gap there when people really need help. So our volunteers can go in and help these families long before they qualify for medical hospice. So that's what we're there for. We also run errands for people. We started that during the COVID lockdown. We do grocery shopping for people. We'll run errands. We'll pick up prescriptions. We'll give people rides to the doctor, those type of things as well.
Gosh.
Wow.
I just want to say thank you from our community. What a blessing to have, you know, those people and your whole organization. Can you give out that website again, please, for them?
Yes. For hospice, it's hospiceoftheconejo.org.
Okay, perfect. I will actually post that in my newsletter, too. I always like to ask, and we have like a minute left, why that? Is there a journey that you took?
You know, I find, I'll tell you, I was in the car business, if you can believe that, for 40 years.
Okay.
And I retired and this opportunity came up and I feel blessed to have been asked to take on this role. And I find that most people that do this work have had some kind of experience. I took care of an elderly aunt that passed away when she was 102. And she was mentally wonderful, perfect, but physically absolutely couldn't do anything. And it was overwhelming trying to take care of her and to have, you know, you need help, you need support. So, like I said, I was grateful to have this opportunity now to give back and try to help people like I was helped back then.
I love it, Susan.
It's so needed. I just want to thank you. My late husband was on hospice and. You know, and I do believe in patient advocacy and it's just even providing resources for people as well as the emotional care. But it really takes a very special angel to be there. And thank you for your work.
You know, you're absolutely right. Like I said, our volunteers are angels. They're incredible. So thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Susan Murata, thank you so much for being a guest here. I just want to remind everybody, for our listeners, please go in and call right now. We've got tickets that we are giving away. And, of course, that is the Thousand Oaks Rotary Wine Festival. And, of course, it is happening on the 28th, and we would love you to be there. It's such a great cause, and, again, that is from 5 to 9, Hyatt Regency Westlake. Again, Susan, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. Barbara, good stuff, huh?
Oh, amazing. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, we are going to take a really quick break. Of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And Barbara, our next guest is Mark Lewis, and his book is Give a Damn, and it's The Ticket to the Culture Change. I know. I just think if everybody stepped up to the plate, I think that's what we're going to see, and to do a better job for yourself and for someone else, where would our life be? And I know you and I are fully in line with that. So, again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My soul.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceiling so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
The Cancer Support Community helps you and your loved ones through your cancer journey with professionally led support groups, educational workshops, individual counseling, and mind and body classes. Support is provided at no cost to participants. Contact cancersupportvvsb.org. That's cancersupportvvsb.org or call 805-379-4777.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And Barbara Doust is here with us in the studio. And we're going to be talking a little bit about perfection and really designing your messy. I love that. So it kind of gives you permission to just be like, okay, you know, I'm just doing this, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, our next guest is Mark Lewis, and I'm excited to talk with him. His new book is Give a Damn. Mark Lewis, are you there?
I'm here with you. Thanks for having me, Kim.
You are so welcome. And Mark, this is Barbara Doust, and I want you guys to be able to connect. And I think we all have something really good in mind here. And so I'm excited to learn more about you and chat with you.
Thank you.
Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you.
Hey, great to be with you too, Barbara.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, is this your first book?
Well, it is, but it's an enhancement to the first book that I wrote personally give a damn. But then I'm not a writer. Like, if you told me 10 years ago I was going to write a book, I would have told you, you're absolutely crazy. I'm not a writer. I don't really like English. I wasn't good at it. But there was something in society that just caught my eye, and I had to write it down. And this is an enhancement to the first book, where I had an editor and a journalist really enhance it for me, give me a lot of examples.
I love it. I love it. But your whole idea is really to just do your best every day. And I love that. I've really practiced teaching that to my children. If you're going to get up in the morning, you're going to do a job, you're going to do anything to help somebody, do your best. Why do anything less?
You know, you make a great point. And doing your best is really getting outside our own internal domain, which means we can't think about what's in it for me all the time. And I think that's what's happening in today's society. We need to think about what we can do for other people and enhance their lives. And what people don't get is when we enhance somebody else's lives, it enhances our own lives. It helps us live longer. And I have a lot of statistics and research in the book that shows and demonstrates by doing these kind of things for other people, you enhance everybody's lives.
I love that. I love that. Barbara, you want to speak to that?
Well, you know, I totally agree with you, Mark, in that concept of serving, right? Really, what's the number one thing that most people really want whenever I ask them, and they say is to help others?
You know, it's a perfect example, too, because, and I have statistics in the book, is when we do this helping of others, we have an internal satisfaction that we've done something good. You know, it's a perfect example. It's just trying to lift other people. So it's just a great example. I'm at the grocery store, and I do this all the time. Someone asks me how – I'm at the cash register. They ask me, how are you doing? I go, terrific. And they look at me, and they jump up, and they have this big smile on their face. And what happens there is you transition something, your positive energy, to somebody else. They smile, and it creates an internal human reaction that's positive. And that's what I'm trying to do, and trying to get this message across, where you give a damn about others, everybody improves.
I love that. I love
that. Yeah, fantastic.
Tell us, what are we going to find in your book?
Well, let me get to an example of what we need to do in terms of finding something within ourselves that can help other people. I have 9 different criteria that helps demonstrate or help explain where we are today and where we were 50 years ago. But I have a great example about how you internalize something and externalize it. I was walking across the street going to my office, and I kicked this rusty nail. Most of the people who would kick a rusty nail in the middle of the street, 2-lane highway basically, most people would not pick it up. But I picked it up because my internal thought was, maybe there's somebody coming down the driving down the street. You could have a mother with their kid in their car. They pick up this nail on their tire. They get on a highway, and it causes a great crash. But if that rusty nail was in the middle of your driveway, what would you do? You would pick it up, because now you can internalize something that could affect me, and I don't want a rusty nail in my tire, so you pick it up. That's what I mean, is we got to externalize things that we can do for other people, and it may never have an effect on them. You may never know it, but indirectly, it's a positive.
Right. It's kind of the karma that rules our life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
Mark,
what we
why
to
are
get
you
to
so passionate about this?
Well, you know, I've been in business for a long time, and I provide CEO roundtables, and I help CEOs improve their business and doing everything they can to enhance their business. And what I found was the best way to do that is to create a dynamic culture where everybody wins. And I saw some of the teachings I was doing, what they were implementing, and how much it had an impact on what it meant to serve others. And then what I found out in today's society, I saw all these things that were going on, and I just got upset about it. So how can I get this message across based on what I've learned, what I've experienced in the business life, to the whole society? That's what caused me to write the book, and that's what caused me to do what I'm doing today, become passionate, because as we go forward, we keep going down this road of self-centeredness, ego-driven, what's in it for me, everybody loses. You can see that coming in today's society. We got to make that change.
Right.
I love that, because that's really truly how I live my life. And, you know, it's interesting, even, you know, as you see people maybe hurt, or you never know what somebody else is going through at that moment. And sometimes even when you're in the grocery store, you're in, you know, shopping, and you see other people, so many times they're having their own battle. And just a smile, just a, you know, reaching for a can that they can't reach, or helping them, go ahead, you have less in your basket than I do. Those are all things, because I look on here, you know, some of our listeners might be thinking, what can I do every day that can make a difference? But there's so many things, correct?
Correct. And, you know, the best way to do that is just think, step back and think, and try to do one thing at a time. You can't change overnight, because we all know that change and how our attitude sometimes is very, very difficult. But we need to teach this at a very early age. If we can get this concept in kids at a very early age, then we can change. So it takes time. But anything that you can do to enhance somebody else's life, whether it's a smile, whether it's taking out their garbage, or whatever it may be, think about and put that down as once a day. Then maybe you do it twice a day, and then your attitude changes. And guess what? It's uplifting. It makes you feel terrific, and that's what we're trying to do. And by doing that, by feeling better, it's less stress on the body. Less stress causes havoc on the body. Everybody knows it. If you can reduce that stress, then you enhance your life. You live longer. It's just a positive message I'm trying to get across, and I'm passionate about doing it.
You could totally hear your passion, Mark. I love it. And you came on to the right show, because that's what we are all about, the brighter side of life. And I love that. Manners, talk to us about manners. They are so important. I remember my grandma, she passed away when she was 95, but she used to say to my children or anybody that she was, excuse me, thank you. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh gosh, you know, and now I see myself, you know, you can't obviously say that to another adult, but it would be really nice if you are the example that you want to see in other people.
You know, I think everybody in this world has a purpose in life. And if you can find what their purpose is and help them get that purpose, it's uplifting. But you hit upon three things that you don't hear a lot about, or you don't hear it anymore. It's please, thank you, and excuse me. You open up the door for somebody, and you go through the door, and they just go through the door, and they don't say a word.
How
that
rude.
Just drives me
How
crazy.
Rude. Yes. You know, I mean,
That's
you know,
simple.
And Barbara, you could probably speak with this too. Even, you know, men opening up the door, women get sometimes offended. I can open my own door. I'm like, please open my door. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. We need that back in our life. And I think a lot of people are pushing that away. Barbara, what's your thought on all this?
You know, I have a question mark in terms of, because I work with a lot of people who are overgivers. And I work with self-care, and some people might call it or feel that it's selfishness. Do you help people distinguish, like, the difference between, you know, overgiving and sacrificing or martyrdom and mindset of, like, oh, I'm giving again and again and again, but nothing's coming back?
Well, there's a, you know, it's called altruism, obviously. And what we have to learn as an individual is too much of anything isn't good for you. You could drink gallons and gallons of water, and people die from drinking too much water. So too much of anything isn't good for you. There's a balance in everything you do in life. Altruism gives you that balance, but at the same time, you need to take care of yourself, not in a selfish way, but in a way that not only takes care of yourself, but takes care of other people. If you go overboard, it's kind of what I would say, over the top.
Counter, yeah, exactly.
And that can't be good. It's looked upon as like, wow, this is too much. So too much of anything isn't good for you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Moderation, you know. I mean, really just doing the right thing. How could doing the right thing be wrong? That just doesn't make sense. So I love it. Doing the right thing. Whatever you're doing,
you know, do the right
thing. No, it's not, you know, frankly, Kim, it's not hard. The problem that we have is we have in our mind, sometimes we do things and we justify it in our mind. It's the right thing, but we know it's wrong. So you just can't go upon life and doing things in a bad way by justifying in your mind that it's right. That's not what's important. You do the right thing, and there could be consequences because of it. But when you do the right thing, it's just the right thing to do. I don't know how else to put it, but don't justify your mind by doing the wrong thing and justifying in your mind that it's the right thing to do. That's where people have a problem, and they just blow it off.
Right. It's kind of like, Mark, what I'm hearing, too, is like when you do the right thing, you feel good about it. It's not about seeking approval from anyone else. It's that you have your own inner satisfaction. Like I remember when I was 12 years old and I was in our little motorboat on the lake, and I would just drive around and pick up all the litter off the water and put it in the boat and throw it in the garbage. Nobody else knew I was doing it. I just felt good because it was the right thing to do.
Right. And you know something, I call that integrity. And that's what I used to tell my children. When no one else is looking, God's still looking. And you know what? It's that integrity of knowing that you're helping someone, that you're helping yourself at the same time. I love this. Again, Mark Lewis, we're talking to Mark Lewis, his book, Give a Damn, The Ticket to Cultural Change, Do Unto Others as You Do Unto Yourself. That is truly been what I've always thought for myself, and I wouldn't ask somebody to do something that I wouldn't ask myself to do. The other thing that I really want to talk about is the attitude of gratitude. Talk to us about that, Mark.
You know, I was thinking about that was what I was going to tell you next, because that is such an important thing that a lot of people just don't say thank you. You know, when someone does something nice for you, a simple thank you or simple email send, you reach out, it just is a confirmation that you are thankful for anything that anybody does for you. And that's become a lost art today.
Right.
People don't say
right.
thank you. People don't write email, don't send postal messages. If somebody gives you something, does something special, they don't send a thank you note. That's a lost art. When do you see that?
Well, I actually do that, and it's interesting that you say that. You've heard of mailbox power, right?
Yeah.
Have you? So I do that. I do send thank you cards, birthday cards. You know what I mean? It's that special touch. And when you walk in and you go to your mailbox and you see your name on there, it's that moment, you know, you can get 100 emails, but you see that one card that says, you really mean a lot to me, and I really appreciate what you did. How does that make you feel? Amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's the little things that get most remembered when you think about it. Everybody can do the big things well. Typically, it's just standard procedure. But when you go out of your way and do something that's out of the ordinary, it's little. Sending a postal thank you note, calling somebody up, says, you know, I really appreciate what you did for me the other day. I just want to call and say thank you. That's memorable. When people do business, like there's a section in my book where this Delta airline stewardess was involved with a kid who had cancer, and she got this big package and gave it to the child who was going to taking a flight. That is something that people remember. It's this out of the ordinary small little things that don't cost hardly anything to do that are most memorable, and that lifts people up too.
Mm-hmm. What about all of those airline stewards that just put all those people on that plane and said, this is against our law, our rules, but they did it? That's making a difference in our world.
Well, that's where good companies empower employees to do the right thing, and they have confidence in that their employees are going to do the right thing because it is the right thing to do. It's the customer service level that sets them apart from other people.
Yeah, my heart went out to all those poor people that, you know, that were able to jump on there. And, you know, I don't know.
anyways, I love what you're talking about. How do we get your book, and where do we find out more about you?
You know what people can do, Kim and Barbara, is that they can go onto my website at giveadamnbook.com. And if they really want to engage in something like this, I have this thing called the Global Accountability Pledge. And it basically lists 5 or 6 things that you pledge to do as a person going forward. Be more respectful, have great integrity, do the right thing. And it's almost, if you want to go and take the pledge, we would love it. We're engaging people. We almost have 1,000 people now that are engaged in this, and we want to create this movement all kind of working together. So you can go to giveadamnbook.com and read about that, and you can get my book online. You certainly can go to amazon.com. But if anybody wants to call me and talk to me further, they can call me. I'm happy to talk to anybody. Call me at 504-905-4646, and I'll do what I can to help.
You got it. I love it, Mark. I love your way in your world, and thank you so much for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please download our podcast and share our show with everyone.
Thanks so much. You guys have been terrific, and I really appreciate your support.
Such a pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you again.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and Barbara, we're going to hear from you and how designing your messy is part of your perfection. There
you
go. Stay with us, and again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want to hear from you, and we thank you so much for choosing the Kim Pagano Show to start your day in a positive way.
She was walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless.
Glass Artist Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P,
proactive, prevention, and practice techniques.
By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N, EnergyMedicine.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 419-0008. I do want to remind you of our podcast that you could download and take our shows with you so that you can hear them again and again and again. And also, definitely reach out to me if there is a guest that you want to hear or you want to be on the show. You can email me at kim@kpshow.org. And that is kim@kpshow.org, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. We love to hear from our listeners, and we'd love you to be one of our guests and sponsors. So again, talking about sponsors, we have Barbara Douse here, and Barbara is a coach. She is a Thinking Into Results coach. And Barbara, in fact, and you're also a consultant for Proctor Gallagher Institute. What is Thinking Into Results? What does that mean?
So Thinking Into Results is a program, and it's called a program for leaders. Mm-hmm. You must first learn to lead yourself before you can really lead anybody else. Mm-hmm. And so it elevates your awareness of yourself. It's a goal-achieving program, and it adds personal development and awareness of oneself, you know, and one's self-worth and one's self-image, as well as it accountability, coming together with like-minded people to stay in the game and play a bigger game and fantasize for, you know, a bigger result. And most people are limited in their thinking because they're coming from what they already know. So that's why we call it Thinking Into Results. It's about changing the way that you're thinking that's stuck in a program or a conditioned mindset, elevating the mindset by being around other people who are also, you know, looking for change, because we resist change. And the more we think we can do it alone, the more stuck we become.
Right. I love that. Wow. That just really, I mean, it just says it all right there. So let me ask you, perfection, designing your messy, what does that exactly mean?
Well, I am somebody who's a recovering perfectionist. Perfectionism was a big, big part of my life. And it's also can be crippling in many ways. I was somebody who achieved a lot and just kept going and chasing success, but never really feeling my own success. It was just, well, that wasn't good enough, and that wasn't good enough. Let's try harder, and let's try again. Instead of acknowledging I was achieving and accomplishing, and but the pain of failure, the pain of making mistakes, so it was just excruciating for me. So I just focused and obsessed on everything being perfect, you know, from, you know, a carpet that had a stain that would take my attention, then I would obsess and spend time, you know, just obsessing over it instead of
doing
something.
Yeah, so you started to see all the negatives and none of the positives, and you weren't sitting in any of your goals, and you weren't cheering yourself on. You were already, that plays a very hard part in our life, because I can recognize the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure some of our listeners out there are probably going, wow, never thought about that. You know, it is, there is, especially in our world right now of all time, you know, it's time to kind of that attitude of gratitude. What have you already done? What is working? You know what I mean? Not what haven't we done and what
That's
is
right.
not working. So
That's
we
right.
need to keep looking at what's working, how great we're doing. We have to be our own cheerleaders. And I think so many people forget that. And so mm-hmm. designing your messy is really just kind of walking you through life, correct?
Yeah, what I like to think of designing your messy is going after something that you haven't done before, giving yourself permission, making a committed decision. And if you make a mistake, if you fall down, pick yourself up, but design it so that you know you haven't done it before. You're not going to be perfect. It's not going to just, you know, pop out and have the end result that you're dreaming in your mind. Most people avoid the big decision or the bigger goal because they don't know the first step, or they're afraid to get into the first step because they may fail and it hurts, and it hurts to make mistakes. So I say to people, design your messy. So you create a roadmap, and in that roadmap, you know that you might fall down, and you do a 3-foot toss and say, I'm going to go this far, and if it's not perfect, it's okay. I'm going to pick myself up and do it again and do it again and do it again. It's called practice. And then you start to become more confident, and you feel more successful. And then you stretch into the next step and move it out a little bit more and say, hey, it's not going to be perfect. I might make mistakes. I might fall on my face, but at least I'm designing it. And, you know, I used to, getting my master's in directing at UCLA, and I was at unconscious competence. And I went with a high intention of letting myself fail, because for years I had worked with actors and designers and created productions where everything had to be perfect. And I was just kind of like directing everybody to be perfect. And then my work got to be pretty boring and stale looking and just kind of clean. And it didn't have the excitement and the, you know, the freedom in it that I was really wanting to share.
Yeah, I love that. You know, Barbara, you talk about procrastination and what stops people from achieving what they say they want. How do people find out how to get out of their own way? Because this is kind of what leads us into that, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's when you have a dream and a desire, most people are going after what they already know how to do, or it's safe, right?
Right.
And we resist change. And most people are making 1%, 2%, 5%, you know, incremental changes in their life. But what about making a whopping, you know, 150%, 500% change? What would that look like? Turning your yearly income into, you know, a bi-yearly income, doubling your income. When I first did Thinking Into Results for myself, I doubled my practice and tripled my income in less than a year. That was not even in my imagination before I started. So it's really to allow yourself to fantasize, go big, dream big, and make a list of all the things you really, really, really want in your life, and make a decision that you're going to, you know, focus on it and say, I want this, and stay out of the how. It's not about having enough money. It's not about having enough time. It's, do you really, really want it? And when you can say that you're willing and able to do the thing you want, then it's about putting all your attention, your energy, your heartfelt desire, which is your emotional mind, and really dive in and make a committed decision. A decision is not a decision until it's in action. You're not going to go to Paris and just keep dreaming about Paris until you book the flight or you book the hotel. So I say to people, book the hotel first.
And then that's scary. You are right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay, in all of this, you actually have to break up with your old self. Talk to us
about that. Right. In breaking up with your old self, it's really a battle between what you know and what you don't know. So how do you find out those parts of yourself that you haven't yet met, that you don't know yet? And again, it's to design something that's outside your comfort zone. And once you do that, you're going to be on the path to getting out of your way. And what happens is the paradigms show up. The old self starts to battle. The old
I can't
self
do this.
To,
I'm
yes.
not good enough, right?
Yeah.
I'm all of a sudden afraid. Or
yes.
Something happens in your family and you're like, it always happens this way. I'm not going to be able to fulfill it, right?
Exactly. Fear, doubt, worry. If you go after something that you have not done before, fear, doubt, and worry are going to rush in. And that's what we call the terror barrier. You know, and that when you hit that terror barrier, you've got a decision. You get to go through that terror barrier, which is like Nike says, do it anyway,
right?
And feel the fear. Feel the fear. Design your messy. Take that leap, and then, you know, see what's on the other side. You're not going to know what's on the other side until you try.
I love it. I love what you do, Barbara, and I work with you. I love it. I mean, you
We become what we think about, correct? And so you have to really think about that. Let me ask you, okay, I know that you have several courses. Share the course that you want to share with all of our listeners.
Well, I do have Thinking Into Results group coming up in the fall that I would love to invite anybody to reach out to me for a complimentary play a bigger game session, and I can see if it's a good fit for you, your customers and listeners, and anyone who wants to play a bigger game, get outside their comfort zone, and, you know, and progress into meeting those parts that they never knew were there. And Thinking Into Results, I have small groups, and I design it intentionally so people get, you know, attention and get coaching, and then they're around like-minded people who are really seeking growth, really seeking, you know, playing that bigger game.
I love it. And again, this is all through Zoom, so people can be in the comfort of their own home, because that's a big deal right now. And also, you are the author, one of the authors of The Successful Spirit, right?
I am. And that's a book, a wonderful book that has just come out. And there are Olympians in that book and doctors in the book, all talking about having a successful spirit. And, you know, and think about it, Kim, right? What does it take to have an Olympic mindset? What does it take, you know, to really push outside? You see, the subconscious mind is holding on to what it already knows because it's afraid of the unknown. And even the ego mind, which is driven by, you know, survival and, you know, the fear, the fight, flight, or freeze response. And as well as the brain, our brain is 85% hardwired for negativity. And well, so it's looking for distractions, anything to stop us.
I love that. Well, you know what? We are going to ask, we have to bring our next guest on, but again, you are in our newsletter. I want all of our listeners to be able to work with you. And I thank you so much for what you do and what you bring to this world. So again, thank you so much, Barbara Dowse. Our next guest is Colette Carlson. She's the founder of Speak Your Truth, Incorporated. After about 18 months, what do we want to do when this is over? And we're talking about the pandemic. Travel, eat, maybe see friends, overcoming barriers and seeing hope and become realities. So we're going to invite her on right now, and let's welcome her.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm a human behavior expert who has had the privilege of partnering with the Contact Lens Institute to witness a survey that was done showing that despite a year of challenges, 59% of U.S. residents are optimistic about the next 6 months, and that's about the same for 12 and 18 months from now. But Californians, even higher, 67% are optimistic about the next 6 months. People are ready to get out there again, pursue their plans and dreams with more zeal, and they're willing to spend more money to make it happen.
I love that. I love that. And now, is this a survey that's been done for years, or is this a new survey?
It is a new survey that was just concluded mid-July. So the information is very current and still on point.
Okay, great. And so tell us about the new data. You said that 1,000 U.S. adults say yes, they want to do it all, get out there. Are they afraid? What's kind of the mindset?
The results were very optimistic. Approximately 1 in 2 people said, I want to get out of the kitchen. I want to dine out. Nearly the same want to gather with friends. 45% of people have the travel bug. Although California was only 42%, I think that's because we have such quality of life here, right? It's easy to stay home, have a staycation. 36% are saying, I'm craving live entertainment. 33% want to go shop. And about 1/4 of U.S. adults want to take on more physical activities, such as personal fitness or sports. And again, California ranked a little bit higher than that in the national average. There's 29% of Californians saying, yes, you know, personal fitness or sports moving forward is my thing.
You know, and it's interesting because we talk about on my show is all about the brighter side of life, and this definitely leads into that. Why eyesight is why is eyesight the top of the list of health factors in doing our in living and pursuing our dreams?
Yes, it is interesting that an overwhelming 89% of U.S. adults say that their eyesight and their eye health were important to the pursuit of a promising future, which tied mobility as the highest ranked health factor, with heart health right behind. I think
heart health. You know, so yes, I'm one of the sponsors for that too. So that's why I was wondering. But this is definitely huge that people, you know, need this in their life. And what I mean, you know, it's like one of the top senses of, if we can't see it, we can't believe it. And so I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. I am all about, you know, seeing the vision that you want for your future. In fact, that's what I'm encouraging people to do right now, is to get their ask together. And what I mean by that is to take some time to reflect and ask yourself, what do I see for myself moving forward? What is my vision for my life? And then hold that vision high and firm every day, because as you said, right, first we have to see it to be it, to achieve it. And again, with 89% of U.S. adults believing that vision is important for a brighter future, I'm going to also ask you to take it one step further and get your ask together when you go to your eye doctor, because there have been so many incredible advances in contact lenses. There, you know, there's new types that offer better comfort and vision quality. There have been so many enhancements over the years that the options are endless for everyone from children up to seniors. And so share your lifestyle goals and dreams with them so you can partner together and align, you know, to achieve the lifestyle goals that you want and come back with the freedom and confidence to make it happen.
I love it. I love it. Colette, so how do we get involved and how do we sign up for this?
Absolutely. Go and visit seetomorrownow.com for more information.
Okay, perfect. And you know what? I mean, really, that's what it's all about. We are all so into visualizing. And if you can't visualize your tomorrow, you're going to be stuck in today. And so I love this. This is really what I talk about. If you can, you know, put yourself out there, put your family out there, live for your dreams. You need to live for today, but also you have to have a dream for tomorrow. So Colette Carlson, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I appreciate it.
You are welcome, Kim, and together let's see tomorrow now.
You got it. Have a great rest of your day. Take care and stay well.
So thank you so much, Barbara, for being a guest here on our show. Please share our show with everyone and, of course, download our podcast and let everybody know how they can find you, Barbara.
Well, everybody can reach out at barbara@barbaradoust.com, and 818-378-5717 is my phone number, and you can text me as well. And my website is barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com.
Perfect. I love talking to you, and I love sharing my show with you. And again,
thank you.
We are at the end of our show, and I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Give yourself permission to shine. And for our listeners out there, I thank you so much. If you want to be a guest, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Again, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
It might seem crazy what I'm